From the Altoona Marine Corps Air Station, this is Marine Staff Sergeant Bob Vandewalker. And today we're going to be talking to Sergeant Floyd Miller, a wounded Marine veteran who returned to the United States this past summer. Floyd, when did you go to Vietnam?
We left the States, we left El Toro here the 6th of December of 64 for Fatima, Okinawa. We stayed there approximately 2 months and then went to Da Nang. The 17th of February of 65.
Did you leave here with a helicopter squadron?
Yes, sir, we did. We went over via KC-135 and to Fatima and picked up aircraft there.
Well, what was your job in the squadron?
I was a helicopter crew chief.
And what squadron were you with?
HMM-163.
Who was the commanding officer of that squadron?
Lieutenant Colonel Norman Ewers was the commanding officer.
Now, Floyd, how long did you actually spend in Vietnam?
I spent approximately a month and a half is all I spent before I was wounded.
And you were air-evac'd out?
Yes, sir, I was.
Can you give me some, fill me in on the background of what happened when you were wounded? Was it a regular flight you went out on, or what happened?
It was a assault. It happened on the 31st of March. It was a big 18-aircraft helicopter assault delivering a Vietnamese assaulting force into a zone, a landing zone that was known VC territory, Viet Cong territory. We expected pretty heavy resistance, and we did find pretty heavy resistance this particular day.
Now, on this particular day, was there a helicopter shot down or anything, or how were you wounded?
No, sir. We were shot at and shot up pretty bad, but we did not. We weren't shot down. We did manage to fly back to Da Nang.
How many other people of the crew were wounded besides yourself? Anybody?
Yes, sir. My gunner was wounded also. A staff sergeant that was in the belly of the plane with me.
Now, in your short time in Vietnam, did you have the opportunity to meet the Vietnamese people or meet the Viet Cong people as far as seeing them?
Yes, sir, we did. We were not real close to them. We did a lot of work at various outposts around Da Nang, anywhere from actually a few meters or a few miles from Da Nang clear up to probably 100 or 150 miles. We would stay, land at these outposts, be briefed, and go on an assault mission or a resupply mission from there a lot of times. And sometimes when we were on the ground, we met the Vietnamese civilians. They would come, and they would be very inquisitive. The Orientals are very inquisitive. They would come over and talk to us, and we would talk to them, and we would trade sea rations with them and give them sea rations and try to get to know a little bit of the Vietnamese language and learn a little bit.
Now, you mentioned these outposts. Were these manned by Marines or other branches of the service?
No, sir. I was down there before the actual landing of the Marines in March of last year. These outposts were manned by usually the Vietnamese Arvin troops and one or two American advisors, depending on the size of the outpost.
Army advisors were these were?
Yes, sir.
Did you have the opportunity to talk to the advisors and have them say whether the Vietnamese people understood what was happening, what we were trying to do over there?
We talked to some of them. They had a very, very big job over there and were doing, seemed to be doing it very well. They thought that they were accomplishing their job. They had a rough road to hoe, as you might say, really, because the language problem was bad. The Vietnamese language is one of the hardest that I have ever heard, but I think that they were getting their point across. The people themselves seemed to appreciate what they were doing for him. The Vietnamese, in the majority of the cases, were very well trained and stayed behind what the advisors said, did what they said.
Do you feel these advisors, would you want to switch jobs? In other words, I'm trying to say, is their job a pretty rough job?
Yes, sir. I don't believe I'd want to change jobs with them.
They're out there all by themselves?
Yes, sir, they are.
Do you ever have the opportunity, and I'm sure it's not an opportunity, to run into a Viet Cong?
Not very close. I did a couple times. I brought back prisoners that were, of course, bound and gagged and weren't in too much of a fighting mood then, but I never was actually too close to one in a fighting situation.
I've talked to several people returning to Vietnam. Do you find that a lot of these Viet Cong are real young boys?
Yes, sir, they are. I've seen the one prisoner that I brought back one particular day, I'd swear that he probably wasn't more than 14 or 15 years old.
Have you any idea why they were this young? Is ever told why this particular boy would have joined the Viet Cong?
I can't exactly say that, find a reason for why they're so young. I suppose they're probably scraping the bottom of the barrel and getting everybody that they possibly could. And I suppose also being that they are so young, they're probably very easily swayed by whoever is trying to recruit them.
At this particular time, was the Viet Cong used any type of a fear program on their parents?
I never actually saw any. I had heard rumors, of course, and of things going on about the Viet Cong coming into villages and terrorizing the village to get their recruits and trying to get the people to do what they wanted them to do and give them their rice and so on and so forth, but never actually firsthand did I see anything like this.
Sergeant Miller, how old are you?
23 years old.
The particular time you're in Vietnam, how was the morale feeling with the young Marines like yourself?
Oh, I think it was very fabulous myself. In my particular outfit, in the majority of the outfits, I feel that a Marine is trained, and he's trained for years and years and years, and he wants to put this training to work sometime. I think it's the majority of them felt this was it, and this was where they were actually putting their training to work, and they enjoyed being there.
Do you feel that the Vietnam War affected you personally and your return to the States?
Yes, it did, and in more ways than I can possibly imagine, I know.
Well, for example, what's some of the ways?
My feelings towards the war over there, before I went over, I had, of course, read a lot about it, but actually reading the newspaper and all the various publications, you can't imagine what it's like over there. Why are we over there, and what are we doing, and are we actually doing any good? You get over there and see what's doing, do your job, do your part, your little part in it, and you come back to the States and you read in the newspapers. You know what the people over there are going through, the people that are fighting the war. You appreciate that much more. You appreciate everything that you do have here, the little luxuries that you have here.
Were you in Vietnam last Christmas?
No, sir. I was in Okinawa on Christmas.
Did you, what type of Christmas did you have, say, last year in Okinawa?
I had duty on CO Christmas Day.
You, as a young man in America and in the military, do you feel your sense of values have also changed in coming back from the war?
Oh, yes. So much, I think, values as far as the American democracy, the freedoms that we do have, if you want to consider them values, which you have to, our little freedoms, the freedom of speech and everything that we do have that they don't have over there.
Things that we take for granted.
Take for granted, yes, sir.
Floyd, while you were in Vietnam, was there any one particular material thing that you'd rather had than anything else on any particular day?
I've heard this over and over, and I believe I've even heard it today. I think hot shower was the thing I wanted the most and appreciated the most when we did have them.
Really? There was no hot showers? At the time you were there, what was the weather like?
It was very warm. During the day and the evenings it had cooled down, and it was actually almost cold in the evenings. Very great range in temperatures, as I suppose you were used to, the 90 and 100 degree and maybe even higher temperatures during the day. In the evenings it would cool down, say, to 50 and 60, and that this temperature range was kind of bad on your system, I guess.
How many missions did you have in your short time in Vietnam?
I had 79.
And how many air medals did you get?
I had three. And then partial another one.
Now, what day did this particular day happen when you were wounded? When did this happen?
This was the 31st of March of 65.
And then where were you evacuated to?
I was evacuated. Well, we flew back to Nha Trang, and they had a field hospital set up in Da Nang, and I was there approximately 2 hours and was immediately shipped via an Air Force C-123 to Nha Trang, which is about 250 miles south of Da Nang.
Do you feel you have any personal experience that you might want to tell me about, outstanding personal experience?
No, not really. There was several comical instances that went on. I don't know that any of them were mine personally. Some of the mascots and things that were picked up over there, pigs and goats and various things, and some of the resupply missions that we flew. Very good friend of mine, a crew chief in another plane, one day his resupply mission involved carrying a bunch of chickens to one of the Vietnamese outposts, and during the process of the flight, one of the chickens laid an egg, and we classified this as in the aircraft. This is one of 163's first was an egg being laid in the helicopter on a resupply mission. But
in other words, everything was more humorous than serious. And
you tried to make everything as humorous as possible because you actually were constantly kind of keyed up, wondering what was going to happen next. So you tried to make everything as humorous as possible.
What is your feeling about going back to Vietnam?
I will go back if I have to. I don't particularly want it to be too soon, but I will go back.
Sergeant Miller, where's your hometown?
Billings, Montana.
And who are your folks and where do they live there?
Mr. and Mrs. F.W. Miller. They live at 3115 10th Avenue North in Billings.
You are single, right?
Yes, I am.
After being in Vietnam and now being back in the States, what is your feeling about the anti-Vietnam protests that are happening here in the United States today?
I think it's actually pitiful to see the American public and a minority of the American public. I don't think that the majority of the American people feel this way, but it's actually revolting to me to see that people demonstrating like this. They don't actually know what is going on over there. They don't know the job that we are doing. They should have some respect for their country, I believe, and feel we have so many freedoms that they don't have over there and that the communist bloc nations don't have either. I cannot see why they're at all revolting and demonstrating against it. It's revolting, is all I can say.
Sergeant Miller, what awards did you obtain while you were in Vietnam?
Well, I received 3 Air Medals and just recently received a Distinguished Flying Cross.
What was the Distinguished Flying Cross for?
This was came through the 31st of March incident when I was wounded and my buddy was wounded. We stayed and manned our positions and during the assault phase of the landings and tried to do our job is basically all we were doing.
Well, what was this? What does this consist of? In other words, you were on the ground? Is this
we
right?
were on the ground. We were bringing in the troops. Just as we came into the landing zone, we encountered very, very heavy fire. We were hit multiple times. The aircraft was hit. I was wounded. My buddy was wounded. And before we could get the Vietnamese troops out of the plane on the ground, a couple of them were actually wounded inside the aircraft. We continued to fire, and I continued to fire from my gun. And until we did lift back out of the zone, we lifted out of the zone without disembarking all our troops because 2 of them were wounded and the other 2 just couldn't walk out into a hail of fire. They would have been completely annihilated.
You were talking about this buddy. Who was he?
This was Staff Sergeant Dilley. He was my gunner in the plane. He was wounded pretty seriously.
Well, Sergeant Miller, I want to thank you very much for coming down and talking to us today, and I want to wish you an awful lot of luck.
Thank you.